Hi, everyone. Welcome to Girl Code.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another temporary still.
We're in a lovely hotel right now. This is beautiful experience.
Absolutely gorgeous. This will be a video episode, so don't be fooled by the non-video intro.
Yeah, we're about to jump across to a really fun, probably one of the most fun guest interviews I think we've done with the legend Bella Clinton. She is so fun. I've been following her on TikTok. You guys have probably seen her on TikTok, but she recently went to Europe and did the ultimate hot girl summer trip.
Uh-huh. You'll hear all about it in the episode, but we wanted to bring her on to kind of be our single girl mascot because, you know, we can't be that for you right now as much as we, you know, want to bring the single hot girl summer vibes. It's currently not our energy, so we brought in Bella, who is
she's doing it right. Ultimate. She's doing it right. Wait till you guys hear the stories. You are going to be so shocked and impressed, to be honest.
Uh-huh. So we're going to talk about her Europe trip, also dealing with a breakup and kind of finding yourself after a breakup. Yeah. And I think this episode will be amazing. Even if you are in a relationship like us, we still got so much out of this episode. It was hilarious. I mean, I'm like, not really sucking our dick because it was all Bella. She was hilarious.
It's all Bella.
Yeah, we didn't really do much. But yeah, we hope you enjoy this episode.
Okay, so let's just jump straight into it.
Okay.
We're going to give the listeners what they want to hear. Tell us about your hot girl summer in Europe.
Oh my God. Hot girl summer, aka trip of a lifetime, aka fresh art after like 10 years of being in relationships. I know.
That's a long time.
Holy yeah. Insane. So just set the scene. Going strong. Yeah. So like, I feel like I literally came out of this like really long-term relationship, which I'd been in for almost 5 years. And before that, I'd bounced from like one long-term relationship into another. So I'd been like in relationships for 10 years, came out of it 4 weeks before I was meant to take this trip with my ex-boyfriend. I know. Oh. And I was like, wait, what? What do you mean we're not going to Europe together? And I was completely not blindsided, but I was like totally just like rug ripped from underneath my feet. And like, you know, we were each other's like loves. I would say he was the love of my life. And for a long, long time, we really thought like we were each other's person. And yeah, that was the one. So fast forward, and I was just kind of like, didn't know what was up or down. So we broke up. It was like 4 weeks till we were meant to go to Europe together. And I think the first 2 weeks I just like was in a daze. I didn't know what was going on. You know, you're just like crying all the time and like just going through that breakup. So after those 2 weeks, I kind of like the fog lifts. I felt like the fog kind of lifted. And I was like, right, bitch, what the fuck are you going to do about it now?
The bitch is back.
The bitch is back. And I was like, all right, first of all, we got KPIs. We got to go. And it's like, you know what? There's all these things you have to do after a breakup, right? So it's the first guy you kiss.
Mm.
Let's go. The first guy you sleep with. Let's go. Oh. I was ticking the boxes. Yes.
Did you have like a list? Like, do you remember when we did a bucket list?
A mental, you do, right? And I sat at dinner one night. It was at Toddy's actually with the girlfriend, and we're tipsy and we're drinking and
classic
we
Toddy's.
Made, yeah, classic. all the best nights started at Toddy's, and we're making this like hot girl summer bucket list, right? So I was like, I have to go to Europe. I have like all my plans were tied up with my ex-boyfriend and now I have to make my own plans. And so I was really worried and I was like, I don't know what to do. Like I had friends going, but everyone was like here, there and everywhere. So like step one, I messaged all my friends, like everyone. Like I'm like, I don't care if I like, we went to school together.
What are you doing in 2 weeks?
Literally, I'm like, where are you going to be? What are you going to do? And are we going to fucking party? Let's go. So I kind of wrote down like all my friends and I wrote down like their itinerary. People were sending me their itineraries. Like I had even like people I used to work with being like, I'm over there on a work trip. I'm going to be in Rome on these dates. I'm going to be here. And I was like, right. So suss out where everyone is and then like booked my flight. So my flights were also tied up with my ex-boyfriend. So lost those and rebooked flights. So expensive because they were so last minute. And I was just like, I have to make a plan now. And I also pushed it back 3 weeks. So I was like, give yourself 7 weeks to heal, you know, do your thing and get a plan together and then fucking launch into hot girl summer.
I love it. The strategy behind
it. I love and just the perseverance. Like, yes. You're going.
Yes.
I'm going to find someone.
I'm going. And I didn't know what I'm going to do. I wasn't sure. I knew. So basically one of my best friends and her partner and another girl, they were going to Ibiza. So I was like, they're like, look, babe, we're going to be in Ibiza for this week. And I was like, what better way to get over a breakup than to go and fucking party my ass off in Ibiza for a week?
Right. I think it's the only way.
Right?
Yeah.
What else are you doing?
You're backed into a corner.
I have no other options. I simply must go.
There are no other options. I was like, you're like, how do we do this? Is there like a one-way flight to Ibiza right now? So I was like, right, I'm going to meet you in Ibiza. So I literally landed in Rome, spent 24 hours in Rome, partied my ass off there with a girl, another girlfriend, and then flew to Ibiza that night, landed, and then we just had like the most insane, crazy week. Have you guys been to Ibiza?
I have. No, you have. I have never been. It's on my it's on my bucket.
It's amazing.
It's so fun, but so dangerous. It's so fun.
No, I love that.
Yeah, it is. It is. But do you know what? It's got this like. It's you could totally do it really like wholesome, or you can do it. You could go as crazy. Wild as you want. You can go like to the nth degree. Like you can go to the edge of like craziness, or you can be like really tame and wholesome and like get a beautiful, like it is beautiful too, but like we were definitely not doing that.
I don't know if I saw much scenery.
I'm recovering at the beach now, and I'm like, and we're back. Like the first mug, I'm like, and we're back.
10 a.m. mugs.
10 a.m. I know.
10 a.m. $60 margarita.
Literally. Yeah. Oh yeah, and you spend a lot of money. So I don't even know. I feel like that there's so much to a hot girl summer, but you kind of beg, borrow, and steal, like rob a bank. I don't care what you have to do.
You're going.
And it was the best thing I've ever done in my life.
Oh, love. I know.
Hand on my heart. I'm getting emotional.
Let's all just book a flight right now.
Yes, let's go.
Right, so good decision.
Great decision. So basically came out of this like long, long-term relationship and then just launched into Europe summer. And I didn't have a plan at the beginning, right? So I remember like having, you know, it was in those like that first month of like the breakup, and you're like, you know, you're going to wake up crying. Like I remember I couldn't get my ex out of my head. Like I would think about him all day, every single day. And then I'd go to bed and I'd be like, oh, I can sleep now. Like I'm going to have a sleep. And he'd be in my dreams. And I'm like, can you just give me a break. And I remember crying to my mom and being like, I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, what if I'm by myself in Europe? Like, you know, like she's like, you know, you've got your friends in Ibiza, and then I thought you had friends here. I was like, yeah, I do. But then like, then what? Like, then what am I going to do? And then I'm going to be by myself. And she's like, you'll work it out. And it kind of everything just fell into place. And I'm so happy. Like I was so anxious and stressed before I left. And I was super worried about like, I'm going to be alone. Like I'm going to be traveling alone. I'm going to be by myself. And like worrying about all these things. I'm going to be in hotels by myself, and I'm going to be like, blah, blah, blah. Dead said I ordered off Amazon. I saw this ad, like, oh, I'm a sucker for a good TikTok ad. And it was like this girl, this like lock. I don't know why. I was like so nervous about traveling by myself. It was like this lock where you could like lock your door from the inside of your hotel room. So like, I don't know how it works. I never even used it once, but like, this is, I was on this high alert. I was like, I am going to, someone's going to come through my hotel room. They're going to steal me. They're going to ship me off. I'm going to be in Morocco. I'm like, God knows. But I dead set was like panicking about traveling by myself. Like my parents were freaking out, like for me being like, is she safe? Like, you know I'm unhinged at the best of times. So they're like, well, she's probably not. But anyway, so I just feel like I was so anxious, so worried, but I'm so happy I went, and it was the best thing I ever did. So you just have to, once you get there, everything starts falling into place.
Yeah.
And I think once you get over there, you know, you don't think about your ex, you're not thinking about anything, you're just having the best time. And like Europe in summer is just like, there's this next level of energy that we just don't have here. Like everyone's just fizzing and bubbling. Everyone just wants to like party, bang, and like have fun. Like that's it. Like that's literally it.
Perfect.
So I landed into that. Like, I was like, we are speaking the same language. Yeah. I don't know what language you're speaking to. Like actually, but I can feel the energy.
Yeah.
It's bang.
Let's go. So it was so good.
Tell us the stories. Any highlights? Oh my God,
so many stories.
Have a little mug break. Let's have a little mug break.
Cheers, ladies.
Cheers.
Oh my God. Okay, I beat the stories. Where to begin? Okay, so basically I was going originally for 4 weeks, ended up going for 7 in the end. So I was having the best time. First 2 weeks I was with friends and with people, and then the last like 5 weeks I was kind of pretty much by myself. I had friends everywhere, but I was like definitely like traveling by myself, staying in hotels by myself. But I had friends, stayed at my cousin's place in Monaco. Monaco was insane.
Oh, yeah.
Insane.
That's giving it's more on Yacht Girl.
Hot Girl. Later, is that more Yacht Girl? Okay, yeah, we'll start Hot Girl and then we'll get to Yacht Girl.
Proceed to Yacht Girl.
Yes, because that's when I graduated. Top of my class, obviously.
Of you are the head studious. Of Yacht Girl.
So Hot Girl Summer started in Ibiza and it was like hit the ground running. So like first day we're at Yondar, which is like one of the best beach clubs in the world. It's like beautiful. You would have seen it all over Instagram. It's like feet in the sand, the most incredible food, like under the trees, and you're paying like $40 for a spritz. So like you're getting, you know, you're getting shwasted. So you don't want to see the bill. You got to get shwasted and you never do the conversion. That was my thing as well. Like we don't need that negative energy in our life. Like just go for it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I'm there with my friends and we bump into this box party, like this a box party. And that's what you can do in Europe, right? So there was like 14 German dudes on a box. And I didn't realize Germans are actually like really good looking and really hot. And I'm like, holy shit. There's a whole country of hot dudes.
The hot box party was hot.
I mean, yeah.
Wow.
Untapped like German potential.
Wow. Ladies, if you're single, go to Germany.
Yeah, book your flight, go to Hamburg, which is where I ended up, actually, funnily enough.
I can't wait to hear that story too.
Okay, we're getting there.
We have a lot to cover.
Oh, we have. We're just in week one. We're in like day one, week one.
We just got off the plane.
Yeah. We just stepped out of the airport. Anyway, so we bumped into this German box party and they're all wild, like so much fun. Like as soon as you get there, they're just very different to Australian guys. Like they're like ordering like rounds of tequila shots, like we're just smashing like tequila shots, and not like shitty like house tequila, like really nice like Class Azul tequila shots. We're like, oh, they just go down so much nicer. It's hot, it's balmy, everyone's like got this energy. Anyway, this is a funny story, actually. So one of the guys we were with, and they're ordering cocktails and they're ordering espresso martinis. And one of the dudes spilt an espresso martini all over me. And I was in like, you know, you're like dressed up in this pretty dress. And I was like, you know, we're schwaced. And I was like, oh my God, like dripping wet, black, like liqueur, coffee liqueur, like drenched. And the guy's like, come here. I'm going to get you a new outfit. And I was like,
please. Please, daddy.
Okay. And like at these beach clubs, they're so chic and beautiful. And there's like often little stores like connected to
like
them.
Nice stores.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice stores. And this was like, I don't know, have you been to Scorpio's in Mykonos?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
We did some damage there.
Yes. And you know Scorpio. The store that's connected to it? It's called like Caravan or something. Yeah. They had one of these at Yondal. So it's like all that like really like bohemian, like but Bedouin style clothes, but like really, really expensive. Like everything's made of hemp and linen and
perfect.
Anyway, perfect. So the guy takes me in there and he's like, and we are shwasted. Like we're not like sober, like choosing a new outfit. Like what looks nice? I'm like, let's like grab you're a whole like, rack of stuff.
Good,
yeah, grandma. I'm like, I'm getting a new outfit. I don't even care. Let's go. So we go in there and he's like, you know, we grab the lady at the who works there is like loving it. She's like, they're going to buy everything in the store right now. And he's like, getting me like naked in the change room and ripping my clothes off. Yeah. It was so funny. And he's like, you know, like he's like getting me nude and like I'm like trying on all these outfits. It was just hilarious. So I come out, so I go into Yondal in one outfit. We come out of like Caravan. He's like bought me like a new outfit. I was like, perfect. I was like, so I've like done, I was like, this is very diva of me, right? I've done like a full outfit change and now I look like I totally fit the part. I'm like in my Bedouin outfit.
It's like a Beyonce moment. Like,
yes.
Like made me look.
Yeah.
Every hour comes back to Scorpio's. Yes. It's a different outfit. You're like, yeah, I'm back.
Yeah. And we are schwasted and the guy is literally trying to bang me in the change rooms. And I'm like, classic. And it's like a tent. It's like a tent vibe. Like it's like, perfect. Oh, yeah, yeah. I was like, perfect. Wait, this is.
I see no issues.
Holding onto the curtain.
Okay. The tent falls down.
in like the change, like the assistant, like the girl that works there, is just like, I mean, she's probably seen it all, you know, yeah. Like she's oh, working yeah, she at like, she's just like looking the other way, being like, would you like some perfume? Like, would yeah. you like, she's trying to upsell us. Yeah. So like,
you should have been like, oh my, yes, I do.
Yeah. Oh no, we did. I think we walked out of there with like perfume, shoes and like a new outfit. Oh, oh yeah. Yeah. I was like, I love this Bedouin perfume. I smelled it the next day and I was like, what was I thinking? It was like, smelt like just very like, I don't know. I felt like just not my vibe. Anyway, so I've done an outfit change. I go back out there. We don't bang in the change rooms, not, you know, not in the tent, not the place. No. And we start going, anyway, well, the night just accelerates. We end up going partying back with these dudes at their villa, which was insane. And it was like, I said to a girlfriend, it was like something out of Love Island. Like, you know where they all go to Cozumel?
Oh, and like, part of the
yes.
Show. Easily.
Yeah, easily. Mm. And it was just wild. Like everyone's like, we're in this big villa and everyone's just like running around. Like people are nude and like, it's oh, just my God. Like, this is crazy. Yeah, it was crazy. So this was day one. I was like,
oh. It feels like we're on like week three, but we're
actually on
day one.
I know, I know. This men. Was day one.
Their bucks party, they're like, do you even have to get a stripper? These girls are naked. Like,
oh, literally. They're like, this is perfect. Yeah, this is perfect. Second. We're like in the pool, like diving around. Anyway, the guy that I was hooking up with was the one that ended up, I ended up going to Germany.
I did see this TikTok. Yes.
Oh my God, I thought yes. you were going to say it was the groom.
So he was actually getting married. No, 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 he wasn't. He was single because I remember I said to him, I looked at him, I was like, Schwester. I was like, oh, you're single? He's like, yeah. I was like, okay, perfect. Because like, I, you know, you don't. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, that's all I need. Green light. Let's go.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we have the wildest night. So fun. And the next day, me and my girlfriend were so hungover. We're lying in bed, like in our little like, by our little hotel in town, old town. We were staying in the old town, which was cute. Anyway, she's like, babe, my watch, my bracelet. Oh my God. I left it by the pool last night. Like, I was like, you fucking kidding? Like, who? We're all naked and we're all swimming in the pool and you're taking off your watch and your bracelet. Like,
the
what?
The thought process.
Yeah, the thought process. I'm like, what, when and why? And why the fuck? Can we just leave it? Like, you know, like, I get it. It's a family heirloom. I never want to see these people ever
your
again.
Family Rolex. I don't care. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah, yeah. Let's leave it. Let's leave it in Ibiza. Yeah. Leave it with the memes. It was worth it. Anyway, so I have to message the guy. And, you know, you have, like, the funnest, wildest night, but you're so hungover and you're like, I don't want to see anyone. Like, yeah. I want to literally stay in my room for at least 10 hours and not see anyone. We have to go meet him. And he is the most – I was calling him, like, James Bond, and I remember that night I was like, you remind me of James Bond. I'm like – because he was so well put together. Yeah. I'm like – you know, we're like unhinged Aussies, like crazy. And these guys are like so like well put together. They're so well dressed. They're not like Australian dudes. I don't know.
They're just different.
They're just different. They dress immaculately. Like they party immaculately. Like they've got this villa and we're just like, how? Like this just is not.
What so, do they do for work? Interjection.
They were a little older, so they were probably like in their mid to late 30s, I would say. And they all had like amazing jobs.
We love oldies.
Mm. We love a little bit older.
And I love.
Yeah, yeah. We.
It's like a running joke on the pod because one time I said, what did I say? I was like, we love old guys. And yeah, it just like kind of came oldies. Off like.
And then oh. She was like, don't we mads? And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, whoa. Don't just put me in there. Yeah.
Now I'm no, doubling but, down. We love
no,
old men.
No, we do.
We really do.
We do. And they're just like, I feel like they know how to treat. Girls.
No, they do. In all seriousness,
they usually get it.
Yes, they definitely do.
Yeah,
I'm down. Like, I'm jobs. Down.
Love that.
Down exactly. The so they all worked. The guy that I was hooking up with worked in like private equity or something.
Oh
yeah, yeah. So I know. And my girlfriend, her boyfriend was there, and he did the same thing. And they were like really bonding and hitting it off and talking about work. And I remember us being like,
let's do another shot.
Yeah, yeah. Let's do more tequila. Anyway, so he's sitting at the end of the. At this cafe in Ibiza, this stunning cafe, like literally like James Bond, head to toe in black with his little black suitcase because they were all flying out that day. And we have to go back and pick up my girlfriend's watch and bracelet. And anyway, he was really nice and he wanted to take me out for lunch. And I'm like, bro, I am so fucking hungover. I can't even hold a conversation with you. Like, the last thing I want to do is go for lunch with you right now. Like, just the two of us? Abso-fucking-lutely not. It's like, could not think of anything worse. So I was like, oh, actually, we are really busy today. We have to go lie by the pool now. And I have a burger that is arriving in 2.5 minutes after I lie down on that bed. Like, I need a burger. I need to just chill.
Yeah, flat out.
Yeah. So he wanted to do lunch. I was like, nah. Anyway, so we go flop at the pool. We're hanging out and he was kind of like wanting to hang out. And I was like, oh my God, bro. Okay, come to the hotel pool and hang out because his flight was later. And I was like, come to the hotel pool like that. I can manage that. I can manage flopping by the pool and you being there. That's fine. We can drink like some cocktails, but I can't manage lunch. So he ended up coming there and then like gets on his flight again. Never going to see him again. And we stayed in touch. And then he was the one that was like, I want you to come to Germany. He lived in Hamburg. He was like, I want you to come to Hamburg. I want to take you on a date. I want to show you Hamburg, blah, blah, blah. I know. And he said it pretty close to like, we'd met on the first night. So I was like, you know, that was just like a one night thing. Like, I'm never going to see him again. And then he was telling me like, come. And I was like, okay, I don't know. Like, I've got to be in London on Saturday. And that was, again, just to party with friends. But I was like, I'm busy. I am so busy. That's one thing I always do. I'm like really, really busy. But I might be able to come for like 24, 48 hours. Maybe. But I'm so busy because we have a booking at Soho House that we have to get to. I'm full of shit. But I feel like they like it. They're like, she's booked and busy. Yeah. And like, she's
unattainable. Like, they love it.
They do. They love it. Stay out of reach. Anyway, so I wasn't sure if I was going to go. And everyone was kind of like, because I was like, guys, it's really fun when we're all here and we're all partying together. But like once I'm there and I'm staying in his apartment, like I'm kind of like, you know, because like he was kind of like, stay with me, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you guys aren't there and I'm by myself. And that's when I'm going to really be like, oh my God, holy shit. I'm with a complete random stranger in their apartment in a complete foreign country. I'm going to be like, oh my God.
I'm so into that. That's so fun.
I know. And that was the thing. I was like, it's really fun, but am I going to get there and be like, holy shit, what am I doing? Anyway, I didn't decide. I sat on it. And then I was like, started drinking. I make all my best decisions after a few drinks.
Don't we all?
I know, we do. We all do, right?
Some of them.
And so I messaged him. I was like, right, book the flights. Let's go.
I'm coming.
Yeah, one mug. I was like, let's go. I'm coming. So he booked my flights. And then I flew straight from Ibiza to Hamburg.
That is just so iconic. Mm. I feel like you're really doing it for the plot.
I was doing it for the plot. Mm. And everyone was kind of like, I was like, okay, now I've been here for like a week. I was like, do I tell my parents? Because they all had me and my sister had me on, they had me on Find My Friend. So I was like, I have to tell them because if they check my location and I'm in fucking Hamburg when I've said I'm going to be in London, they are going to panic, right?
Yeah.
Call the authorities.
Yeah, call the authorities. They're going to freak out. So I was like, okay. I was like, guys, so I've met this guy and I'm actually going to go to Hamburg. And they're like, okay. Like, I was like, no, he's really nice. All my friends have met him, blah, blah, blah. And he was, but it was just so funny because like everyone was panicking. Like everyone was telling me I'm going to get like murdered and I'm going to end up like, I don't know, in the Hamburg River.
Vibe.
And it was fine. It was vibe. What a way. What? Do it for the plot.
Do it for the plot.
So I ended up there, but he was the nicest, most amazing guy. And if I was ready to meet someone, sure, maybe something would have happened. But I definitely was like total.
Just for fun.
For fun.
Yeah.
Absolutely for fun. And I remember saying that to him. I was like, I've just come out of a really like 10 years of relationships. I'm like, and I'm really emotionally unavailable right now. But I think, again, they like that more.
Unattainable.
They're like, challenge, bring her to Hamburg. And yeah. Like, anyway, he fucking wooed me like to the high heavens when I was there, like pulled out all stops. Like he was, I reckon if you could like describe a dream guy, you would literally be describing this guy.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm like princess treatment from like the moment I got there. Like booked my flights, picked me up from the airport, like took me straight out for dinner. We're like drinking, you know, having a few drinks, like beautiful restaurant. Like I've literally landed from Ibiza. So I'm in like my crochet like dress. Cause you know, in Ibiza, it's like real like crochet, like wait, hippie yes. vibes.
Not the one you got from the store.
from his friend. I know. And that wasn't even him. That was his friend. Wait, that wasn't even him. I know. That was his friend.
Wait, his friend was trying to.
I was hooking up with his friend before him. I remember being like,
"This is a different one." Mm. Oh, that's even more iconic.
Yeah, different one.
Wow,
different one.
So he saw his friend and was like, "Oh yeah," and he's like, "I want."
He likes a challenge.
Yeah, yes, he does. Yeah, exactly. No, so it wasn't the Bedouin outfit that his friend bought me. It was another one. But it was just so funny because now I'm in Hamburg and I was just like, had these moments. And I think that was one of my TikToks that went viral. I was sitting in his car and he was like, it was really hot because he was like, had this big job. And so he'd be doing like work calls when I was there. And I was like, oh, it's so hot. And like, I remember I stayed with him. So I was like, you're all in. You're either 100% in or you're not.
Yep.
And I was kind of like, this could be weird. But then I turned up at his apartment and I was like, I love this place.
I'm moving in.
What was it like? Dead set. The first thing I said when I walked in there, like I'd had a few drinks. And I was like, you've definitely had an interior designer.
I can imagine. I feel like I'm picturing James Bond's apartment.
Mm, yeah. Like think of beautiful European apartments, right? Like high ceilings. Mm. But like I'm talking art and like everything was like everything matched and like, you know, like black and white, beautiful, like black and white photography, like very like batch pad, wow. like sexy batch pad, fresh flowers on the fucking dining table. Wow.
Fresh flowers.
For a man.
There's a woman involved.
There's definitely an assistant or an interior designer.
Like, yeah. I was blown away. I was like, wow. And, like, even in the bathroom, like, he had, like, everything was, like, coordinating. Like, he had all these, like, Hermes boxes, like, stacked up. Oh. And I remember saying, like, you really like Hermes, don't you? Like, everything was, like, all the cutlery and plates and everything was, like, Hermes. And he had all the boxes. You know how the boxes are quite, like, aesthetic? Yeah. Mm. Stacked up with, like, perfumes on top. And then, like, because they were orange, then he had, like, orange towels and black towels and orange towels. But it was, like, so coordinated. I was blown away. Like, it was just so funny because you would never go. You go to a guy's place back in Sydney, right? And they like, say less.
You don't even need to expand.
Mattress on the floor. No. Don't even navy say sheet. Less. Save it. Navy sheets.
The corner's like kind of lifted. I feel sick.
Navy sheets are the worst.
It's like
sorry.
A stench to them.
Shout out to boys. Don't do navy. Navy cotton sheets. Like get some nice linen sheets. Just like don't
it's
do
not
navy
hard.
Cotton. No.
Please.
Anyway, so all this girls. Yeah, this guy's place was beautiful. So I was like, had this moment. Oh, back to the TikTok that went viral when I had these moments. And there was a few during the trip that I sat there and I was like, what is my life right now? Like 7 weeks ago, you know, almost like 2 months ago, I was going through the biggest heartbreak, crying my eyes out, like couldn't work out what was up or down. And your life, like after a breakup, can just pivot so quickly if you just let it.
Yeah.
And if you just go with it and if you say yes to everything. And I think that was the vibe and the energy I was bringing. Like I, you know, like if I had been really like, no, I'm not going, I'm going to stick to the plan. I'm going to go straight to London and see my friends. And I was like, you know what? Say yes, go to Hamburg. Go do it. Say yes. And Hamburg was literally one of the best 48 hours in my trip. Like it was one of the best memories. We partied with his friends. We went out. Like he treated me like a proper princess. And I was like, I think coming out of a breakup as well, having a guy like treat you and spoil you like that was just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm so emotionally unavailable right now. But if I could catch feelings, I'd be catching them all.
Do you think there's like any, you know, potential
there?
Now,
oh my
still,
God.
Still like
no, I'm still super emotionally unavailable. It's really interesting. I say I'm like in my fuck girl era. I know.
You probably are though, because you've come out of what?
10 years. 10 years of relationships. So I'm just like, I just can't like catch feelings or anything.
But that's not a bad thing though.
No, it's great.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's actually quite wise.
Oh my God. If you can do it, it is great. But it's so funny because I feel like guys can feel that and they like, it's like, you know, if one person goes like that one, the other one goes like that, it's like they want that they can feel and sense it.
Mm-hmm. Chase.
Yes.
Chase. They love unattainable girls.
Yes, they do. Guys. And it's not like I'm trying to like, you know, say all this, but I was like, I was blown away by the way guys were acting. And I think because I was giving, you know, just literally nothing. I was like, so.
Like, yeah, whatever, buy me, like, whatever.
I'm like, yeah, exactly. I never want to see you again. And they're like, I'm obsessed with you.
Add that to the hot girl summer yes. list. Act unavailable.
Absolutely unavailable, unattainable, mm-hmm. and not say yes to everything. Not yet. Interested. And yeah. they will be obsessed. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that was incredible. And then I flew to London. And then it London's just keeps going.
Fun. I feel like London is actually really fun.
So much fun. Yeah. So much fun. And that's where I met friends as well. And then after, and we had like the most, like we had a wild night in London. So after that, I was in London. The weather was bad though. And I like had been partying for like, you know, like 48 hours, partying my ass off in Hamburg. A week I'd partied my ass off in Ibiza and 24 hours in Rome. So I was exhausted by the time I was in London. And that's when I booked my flight to Nice. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing right now, but I need to get to the sunshine.
Heaven.
And then that's when, like, I was by myself. And that's when my growth period started.
Oh, the healing era.
The healing era. Still in the fuck girl era, but still here, but healing at the same time. Yeah.
Are we transitioning into yacht girl through the healing era?
Yes, really? I think so.
I love the way this is all staged out. I start know. Off as hot girl
is
summer.
It getting yes.
healing era?
Yes.
Love it.
And that was it. That was hot girl summer. Hit the ground running. Just go, go, go. And mm-hmm. there's other wild stories from Ibiza, but I feel like that is the best like transition.
No, that is
how we're getting there. Okay. So I get to Nice and it's hot and sunny. And I remember sitting in the taxi and the cab driver was like cute and French. And he's like, welcome to French California. And I was like, I'm sure that was the worst accent ever. But I was like,
it's like I'm in Italian.
That was so Italian. That was so Italian. He said, I can't do French. Anyway. And it was like, it's like French California. Like it's like palm trees, hot, sunny, same energy of like California where it's just like, you know, just like fun.
Yeah.
Everyone's just like, you know, it's like Europe in the summer again. That energy and the vibe is just like, I just want to party, bang, and have fun. And I'm here for it. Like and I'm here for it. So I go and check into this little hotel. Dead set booked it for 3 nights. It's a little French hotel. And my cousin lives in Monaco. So I have a girl cousin that lives there and she's been living there for like maybe like 5 years. So quite a while. And I knew I was meeting her on the weekend and we were partying in Monaco. So I was like, okay, I have the week to just like decompress, chill, be like live my French best life. And then I'll see her in Monaco. And Monaco's really close to Nice. So I booked this hotel and I was like, I don't know where I'm going to go. I'll stay here for 3 nights. I'll work it out. And then I ended up staying at this hotel for like maybe 2 weeks, like a lot.
In Nice.
Like it was my base. Like I just like every day I would come, like it was so funny. I think they knew I was a liability by the end of it. Cause one time they were calling me because I like, if I didn't come back after a night, they called me the next day.
What do you mean?
Like to check in on my welfare.
That's actually really sweet.
It was so sweet. I think they were obviously like, she's going through something.
She's going through a breakup check.
Yeah. They were so sweet. So it was like this little French hotel because every day I'd go down. Like, so I stayed 3 nights and I was like, okay, I'm going to extend. Can I extend like another two? They're like, of course, oh, madame, monsieur. Like, of course. So I stay another two and then I'd be like, oh, I'm going to stay another three. And I just kept extending and extending because I didn't really have a plan.
Right.
But I was using it as my base to like bounce around. And my cousin was in Monaco, so I would like go stay with, you know, see her and stay with her and then kind of like bounce back. And I used it as my base, which was so much fun. So that was when I was properly by myself though. And like I haven't been alone, you know, like you're in a relationship, you're with someone all the time.
Yeah.
So I hadn't been like properly by myself. Like since I came out of the womb, I come from like a big family. I have so many friends. I'm never by myself and I'm a real people person. So I was like, oh my God, what the hell? And the first two, three nights, I was like, I would only go for drinks because I was like, drinks I can do. Like I'd sit there and I would be like, have a drink and like have some nibbles. But I was like, dinner by myself, I can't do that. Like dinner's too much. And I really had to like learn to be by myself. And I think by the third or fourth night, I think it was the third night because I was like then meeting people and I wasn't by myself for very long.
2 nights, like, I'm done.
Yeah, 2 nights, I'm done. But I was like, fine. I was like, you know, you'd see everyone, like, cute little families and couples, like, and I'd be like, oh, I can't do dinner by myself. By the third night, I was like, okay, go for dinner by yourself. And it was so fine. And I felt like that's when I was like healing and growing and learning to be by myself. And it was so something I'd never done before. And it actually was like for all the partying and all the craziness and all the wild stories, I did have to like learn to be alone, learn how to be happy in my own company and get, you know, have that confidence in yourself again and that self-love and self-growth. It was all there. Within the partying and the craziness, like all that breakup healing and working on yourself was happening at the same time. It was just like all in a melting pot together.
I feel like you're doing it so the right way. Yeah, like you're not just doing the partying. You still had that self-growth period, which is so important because you don't want to just be like, I mean, it could be fun. Like fucked up all the time and not thinking about it.
That's
actually,
it.
Like, moving through.
Exactly. And I do think, and I think I was reflecting as well. I was like, okay, you're really numbing everything. Like you're partying. And like, I feel like maybe everyone could see it around me, but I couldn't see it. And then it wasn't until I was by myself and I was really like, okay, breathe. You're okay. Like you're good. You're so fucking good. And you can be by yourself and it's not a big deal and it's not scary. Like I was going to get gelato by myself and I'd have the best time. I'd like be at the gelato store, like looking at everyone like, what flavor are you getting? What's that? And like, you just kind of like have to relearn and rewire your brain. Like you're not, you know, you don't have to be on your phone the whole time when you're by yourself. You don't have to be like FaceTiming someone or calling someone or messaging someone. Just look around and like talk to the waiter. And I think in that, that's when I started meeting all these people because my energy and my whole persona was so open and open to talking to people and open to meeting people. And I think that's part of the graduations to Yacht Girl Summer. Like this is where it all started coming from because my energy was just shifted from, I guess, being like so closed off and used to being with someone and trying to feel like when I was by myself with like messaging people or whatever it was, and then kind of opening back up and being like, I'm good by myself. I'm fine. I can sit at dinner. I'm going to have my pasta. I'm going to chat. And then that's, I think, where I started meeting people. And I literally, like, I wasn't on dating apps or anything like that. I would literally just meet people. Like, I mean, I was on Raya, but I've never, and even to this day, I've never met anyone on Raya that actually follows through. Like, I have not, shout out to Raya, sort this out. Yeah. But like, no one follows through on Raya. I've never been on a date from someone I've met on Raya.
Wow.
No. And over there I was on Raya, but it would be like, I didn't meet up with any guys. They'd be like, come to Saint-Tropez. And I'm like, ugh.
Climbing out.
Gas up the jet. Let's go. I'm waiting. I'm ready. Yeah. But so then I went to Monaco and that's where my cousin was. And that was just like, fell on my feet. Like Monaco is literally like adult's heaven, like paradise, like especially for the bougie queens. Like if you just love that whole lifestyle of like, I don't know, you know, glamour and it's like French and chic. Well, it's not even French, it's its own country, but like it's just that chic, beautiful, like everyone's dresses immaculately and like the crazy cars and like the beautiful restaurants. Like if you like that, go to Monaco because
rich vibes.
Yeah. Bougie princess. It's literally, there's princesses. There was a guy, the actual prince, parked his car out the front of my cousin's apartment every day.
Oh.
And I joked. I know. Like there's an actual.
Laying on the car.
Literally. I joked saying, should I like leave my number? I was like, should I like write my name and number and like leave it on the window? Like, I was like, or is that not future princess behavior? If I would think like a princess, Bella, think like a princess.
So true.
I'm like, would the princess do that? Oh, maybe not.
You like put your Instagram at like on the car, like imagine. DM me.
I know, but it was actually like, it was so, it's every, you know, like they have proper like royals there. Like I,
wow.
Yeah, they have like a castle and like the prince and the princess. And there's like all these, yeah, like they're like normal people. And they're like at the bar. It's like you could generally go out for a drink and like meet a prince. I love that, right? You just don't get that in Sydney, do you?
No, you definitely don't.
They might tell you they're a prince, but it's not.
Yeah, it's a lie.
It's all lies.
Prince of like the pub that they're at.
Yeah.
The prince of the golden sheaf.
Totally. The prince of the oak. I know. Anyway, so that was insane. But this is where like my energy shifted. I was from all my healing, my 3 days of healing in Nice. No, I think I was there. I was there for a little bit. But that's when I started meeting people. And this is where my yacht girl summer started, basically, because like Monaco is like super yachts and like glam vibes. And my cousin works in that industry. So already I had that in. So I guess like that kind of like kicked it off maybe. I think like her friends invited me on one of like the big boats for a party, like a cocktail party. And then you just meet people and but dead set, the guy that was taking me, like who took me on his boat, I met him when he was like walking his dog. So I was like walking. Monaco's built on like a mountain, right? It's like built on a hill and there's all these steps. And my cousin's apartment was like at the very top of the mountain. So like you'd go from the port, which is like the water, from down from the bottom to the top, and you'd just be like, I was burning so many calories just to get like from the top to the bottom. I had to go to get a coffee. It was like all the way down the bottom and then go back up. And I met this guy. He was walking his dog. He was young and gorgeous and he had all these boats. And I literally, of course, this was the open energy, right? So I see this guy, he's walking his dog. He was gorgeous, like beautiful looking. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so lost right now. I'm so lost. What am I? I am lost. And you know, guys, they love helping you, right? Mm. They love, like Lady in Despair. Like, they love it. So I was like, in my broken fucking French, excusez-moi, je suis, I don't know where I am. I'm like, I literally barely speak any French, but I just was like, I'm lost, you know, like, look at me. And he's like, oh my God, where do you need to go? And I told him my cousin's address. We were dead set on the street. Like, I knew exactly where we were. I know.
That is so
like,
iconic.
And I'm like puffing. I'd just come up all the stairs and I'm like hot. And I was like, oh my God. Anyway, he was the nicest guy. And he's like, let me show you. There's all these elevators or like lifts. In Monaco, because it's all built like this. So there's lifts to take you to each level, of course. So he was like trying to show me the lifts and like the easier way to get down instead of like walking up all the steps. And he had all these boats. And so he got my number and it was him that started taking me on his boats. And that was how Yacht Girl Summer kicked off.
Oh. So look lost in Monaco.
Hot and lost.
Go for a hot girl walk.
Yes, hot girl look.
Maybe
be
just like
frazzled.
Spray some water Spritz. On your face.
Yeah.
I'm so lost. I'm
yes.
Like, turn off your data. Like my phone's not working.
Well, that's the thing. It doesn't work. So in Monaco, it's crazy. Perfect. There's no Australian telecommunications get reception there. It's really strange because it's own little country.
Too bougie.
Sorry, what is Vodafone? Sorry, who is Optus? So like you actually have no data. So like genuinely I would get lost all the time, but this was Fugazi. This was totally fake. I was like, I'm hot and lost. And I'm actually on the street. And he's like, so the apartment should be just around the corner. I was like, oh yeah, that looks like it. Be open to talking to someone. If someone's hot, don't just walk past them. Be lost. Be hot and lost. Or like find a reason to talk to them. And like, you know,
he was like,
yeah.
I can't tie up my shoelace.
Yes.
My arms don't work.
Yes. I feel like that's one thing as well. Like, I feel like when we're back here or like girls just don't, like we are waiting for the guy to approach us, right? Half the time these guys have the biggest egos and they don't want to be like, I don't know, or they're worried that they're going to be rejected or whatever. So just like go. No risk, no reward. Like go up and like, I mean, like you could totally just be like, hey, you're cute, whatever. But like, I don't know, make up a story.
Make up a lie.
Your dog is cute. Your dog is so cute. Or like, I love that collar. Make up anything.
Collar, you look great on me.
In the bedroom. I love that lean-in collar. Do you think it would fit around my neck? Okay, maybe don't get too creepy in the front. May ask for directions. Good. So simple.
Directions is a great tip.
Yeah. And men love telling you, like men love helping, like they love giving you advice and telling you what to do. They love it.
Damsel in distress.
Yes, damsel. That's it. Be the damsel. Anyway, so this is how it started. And then he actually knew my cousin and all this stuff. And then he was the one who had boats and he was like, come on the boat. And I was kind of like, oh, now I really might get like, you know, murdered and tossed out to sea.
Yeah, shit.
Literally. I was like, oh, maybe this is what everyone's been talking about. But it was part of the energy of saying yes to everything. And that's when the adventures just started flowing.
Say yes to everything, yeah. Ladies. Another key takeaway.
Especially if it's a yacht.
So Yacht Girl Summer.
Okay, so Yacht Girl Summer.
So we're on the yacht.
Okay, so we're on the yacht. So this is where I start. This is where it was like, this started getting like so much fun. And this is where I was like,
oh, okay, it just started.
Oh, yeah, it's so much fun.
Before this has been just awful.
Yeah, before it's been terrible. No, it was so much fun. But I think this is where it started. Like, this is where I really kind of felt like I'd come into my own. And I felt like I had really, I felt like I knew more about myself and I felt like I could handle my own a little bit more before I was just like drunk slopping around, like trying to like, you know, like, I don't know, whatever, get over the breakup. Mm-hmm. But now it's kind of like, this is really fun. Obviously, you know, like, I don't know, I just felt like I was more in control. And I also don't know what it was, but something about being in Monaco or like European guys, like I was just like, I felt like I was like, am I building out a roster here? I'm like a Monaco roster.
Add it to the black
book. Like a map, yeah. You've just got pins in it.
I just like started meeting all these great, great guys. And I was like, holy shit. It got to a point where this was another moment where I was like, what is my life right now? I was sitting in Monaco at a bar and I'd been on, had like the wildest 12 hours, not even 24, it was like 12 hours. I'd been on 3 dates with 3 different guys. I have to tell you, I'll go forward first. But I had this moment, I'm sitting there with the third guy I'd been on a date with, we were at dinner. And all these like friends, new friends that I'd just met, turned up at this bar we were at and they knew him and they knew me. And like, I'd been in Monaco maybe like, I don't know, just over 10 days, like not long, but I'd met all these amazing people. And I had one of those moments like, what is my life right now? What is my life right now? Because 2.5 months ago, I was crying my eyes out at my parents' house, like crying over like losing the love of my life. And here I am. And I felt like I've just like stepped into a new life and it was the most incredible feeling. And it's just like, it was so, I don't know, it was insane. I've never had that. I was like, this is literally, and it's all me. Like I had never felt that kind of like, you know, like, I guess it was a kind of like, it was like one of those experiences, I don't know, like enlightening a little bit. Like I'm so much stronger than I actually give myself credit. Like you've come to Europe pretty much by yourself. You've scrapped together this plan. You're getting over like the biggest heartbreak you've ever been through. And you're sitting here and you've been on 3 dates with 3 guys and you're having the best time and you've got all these new friends. And I'm like, Go little rock star. It was like a moment.
Yeah.
I was like, you've got this. And I felt really like strong and just secure and confident and it felt good.
That's such a moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I know the feeling that. Where you're just like, I fucking did it. Like I can do it. Yeah.
And I'm not trying to like, you know, it's hard to explain because you're like, I don't want to sound arrogant or like, oh, it's all me. But it's like one of those things like, you know, I had the most incredible ex-boyfriend and like we were such a force, you know, and people were like, oh, you guys are the best couple. And I guess this is what's really hard to, I think this was one of those things that I really had to wrap my head around and like understand. It was like, I can bring myself to the table as just myself, being single, being by myself. You know, I'd been in relationships for so long. So it was always like me and so-and-so and me and so-and-so. And it's always like two people. And so that's when you sit at the table and it's like, this is all me and I can do this and I've got the confidence and I'm relying on me, myself and I right now. And it was one of those moments. It was great. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was really like,
anyway. No girl. Thank you guys. So let me tell you about the crazy 12 hours.
Oh yeah, back to it.
Rewind. Okay, so this guy, and this was the thing about meeting people not on apps. Like I literally walked out of a club like a couple of nights before with friends and he was Australian and he heard my accent and was like, oh my God, Australians, because there's not many in Monaco. So we bonded over that and he was like, he wanted to take me for lunch. I was like, yeah, I think we'd gone for dinner like the night before or whatever, or a couple of nights before. And they're very forward. I think Europeans in general are very forward and they, or maybe it's just these guys and they're used to getting what they want and they'll go after it. Like if they want it, they'll pursue you. If they want to take you for dinner, they're very clear. They're very upfront. It's like, I want to take you for dinner. I'm going to pick you up at this time, you know, be like, do you want, nice, like they'll ask you like, do you want fine dining or do you want, you know, more casual, like that was like, oh yeah. And I was,
I
like,
love the initiative.
Yes, yeah,
they have the WYD question mark.
Yes.
Yeah, like, I don't mind babe, what do you want to do?
Yes. That's it. That's exactly it. Yeah. I love that they're like, do you want fine dining, really nice, or more casual? And I was like, oh, maybe more casual sounds good. Like, you know, like you don't want too fussy on a first date. True. With like 4 knives and 4 forks, like no
stress.
You just want the vibes to be flowing. Mm-hmm. So we'd been for dinner and the vibes were good, but we hadn't like hooked up or anything like that. Anyway, he picks me up and we go for lunch at this like beautiful beach club, which is like incredible. And it was like a private beach club, but it had a hotel. It was insane. It was just like on the water, vibes, high, immaculate, like stunning. So we go for lunch there and we're drinking rosé and we're having like, you know, they're bringing out the lobster, like holding up the lobster, and like they're just like, you know, he's doing the princess treatment as well. So I'm just like, oh my God, I'm like, you're amazing. And he's like, do you want the lobster? I was like, oh no, I'm kind of good for the lobster, like whatever. So we have lunch and the yachtie, the guy that had the boats, right? Hottie with the yachties. Hottie with the yachties. He was like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm at, you know, the beach club, sent a photo. Like it was like beautiful. I was like, oh, I'm just at the beach club, whatever. And he's like, oh, I'm at Marla Beach, which is another beach, which is like beautiful as well. Like magic. He's like, come here. And I was like, no, I'm like busy, booked and busy. And he's like, no, come. And I was like, no, maybe later. But like, I'm just chilling now. Like I'm just having lunch, blah, blah, blah. Basically, I'm with this other guy. Yeah. You need to just like.
Stop messaging
me. Yeah, stop messaging me right now. He's like, I'm coming to pick you up. I was like, wait, what? Sorry, huh?
Can you pick myself up and my friend?
Yeah.
My cousin.
Literally. Yeah, can you pick us both up? We'll both come. I'm like, surely not. So I stopped. I was like, no. Like, we're just like, I'm just about to eat lunch. I'd already eaten lunch, but I was like, whoa, bro, like chill. I'm just about to eat lunch. Not a good time. I'll message you later. Back off. Next message. I'm at the beach club. Sorry, wait, what? I'm here, calling me. I'm like, hang on, sorry. He's driven. He came to pick me up. He knows where I am because I've obviously said like I'm at here. And he turns up.
No.
And this place is private, exclusive. I'm like, don't worry.
I'm freaking out.
He's not going to be able to get him. You won't get him.
Comes to the table.
Pulls up a chair.
Does he come to the table?
No. He walks through. Because he lives in Monaco as well. So he knows everyone. And he's obviously big dick energy. So he can fucking do whatever he wants. He walks. And they all know him, whatever. I don't even know. He walks through the beach club. He's calling me. I'm like, not answering. I'm in this huge hat. And I'm like, pulling my hat down. I'm like, and this place is big. I'm like, oh, he's not going to be right. There's a pool. There's like, you know, it's like one of those massive beach clubs, like chairs all along the thing, restaurant, table, like it's huge. I'm like, he's not going to find me. He's not going to find me. I'm in this huge hat. I'm going to pull it down. I'm sunbaking. I'm in like my G-string bikini. The dude is sunbaking next to me, laying there next to me. Like, we've literally like, I'm like, he's not going to find me. He's calling me, not answering. And I see his message and he's filming, like he's walking through, like looking for you. And I'm like, oh, dying, like mortified. I'm melting into my beach, my lounge chair. Like, I'm like melting. And no, sure enough, he finds me, sees me, comes over. He's like, Bella. I'm like, hiya.
Who's your friend?
Fancy seeing you here. He's like, why aren't you answering my calls? I was like, oh, melting, dying. The dude is like next to me like, hey, like who is this? And I was like, fucked if I know. Nope, don't know. Never seen you in my life. I was mortified. I was melting. Like I was like, this is so funny and I'm dying of laughter inside. But like I'm also, this is the worst look ever. Like I'm out for lunch with this dude and another dude turns up and picks me like, it's like, let's go. Come on, we're going to Marla Beach on the boat. And I'm like, oh my God, that's how nice. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so he said that and he was like chatting to the guy and the guy's talking about, they were talking about boats. Everyone just talks about yachts and super yachts and far out. So now they start bro-ing down. They're talking about yachts. Shit. I'm like, maybe this is quite good. We're all going to get on a yacht together.
I'll leave you
to threesomes.
Yeah. I was like, this could get really, really spicy. This could
spicy. Add to the bucket list.
Threesome to the top.
I was like, do you know what? That's funny. I do have this on the bucket list.
Perfect. Worked out perfectly.
I'm like, you guys just sorted out. Oh my God. I'm still kind of dying. I'm like, this is so funny. Like, I don't know how to play this right now because this guy's come to pick me up and this guy. Anyway, he's like, let's go to Marla Beach. And I was like, a little bit preoccupied right now. Anyway, the guy that I was with, biggest fucking legend to his credit, said, go. It is so beautiful. Go to Marla Beach. It's so nice. Go. I was like, really?
What a sweetie.
I was like, really? He's like, yeah. It's amazing. You have to go. He's going to take you on his boat. Go. And I was like, oh, okay. So I literally, I'm like dying, mortified, pick up my stuff, pick up my bag, grab my shoes. I'm like, thank you so nice. Thank you for lunch.
Thank you for the lobster, baby. Bye. I'm going with another man.
And walk out of there with another dude.
That is probably the best yacht girl summer story I've heard.
That is what we're talking about.
That is truly iconic.
As soon as I'm out of the place and like everything sets, I just lose it with laughing. I was like, this is hilarious. Like, this is so fucking funny.
Did the guy say anything after you left? Did he message you?
Actually, I should have messaged him, but then like there was so much going on and then I ended up actually flying to Amsterdam like a day later or 2 days later. And I was like, there was so much going on that he went a bit cold on the messages and I picked it up, but I was kind of like, oh,
it is what it is.
Yeah. It is what it is. And like he was the nicest dude as well, but like he did go a little cold and I probably should have been like, sorry, that was really awkward. That was a friend, blah, blah, blah. But I was also like, you know what? I don't really like owe you an explanation.
Yeah, I'm not going to see you again.
I'm on Yacht Girl Summer now, doll. We're doing unhinged business.
Yeah, we don't apologize. We don't.
Yeah, you just go. Yeah, you trailblaze, baby. You trailblaze. Leave a wake. Leave a wake of men.
Drowning in the ocean. See ya.
See ya. With their lobster. Like, come back. You didn't have for dessert.
You didn't finish your lobster, baby. Goodbye.
Bye.
To the next.
To Marla Beach.
Okay.
So I go to Marla Beach with this guy. We get on his boat and he is fun. Like this one was the first guy that I was actually like really felt this like the spark with, I guess. Like he was more my vibe. Like he was a wild boy. So we're on his boat and it's just like, you know, we're pumping music and we're just like drinking and just like him and I just partying and having fun and like just getting up to no good in the middle of the ocean, if you know what I mean.
Ooh,
like literally, hot. Yeah, hot yacht girl summer. So we're just like, you know, like banging on his boat.
On the outside or inside?
Outside.
Like on the
middle
deck,
of the ocean. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That is
Have you
saucy.
Seen the movie 365 Days?
No. No.
None of my films hit because Caitlin doesn't watch movies.
It is literally like the is worst movie, but it is just
it's
soft
so
porn.
Good. It's so good. But he's like a mafia dude, but they're like fucking on the boat, like outside on the top deck. It's
Yeah.
It's
this
iconic.
Was it. It was that vibe. Yeah. I need to watch this movie and be like, oh my God, it was me. Yeah.
No, like that's what I'm like.
Okay, that's, no, like literally that's the vibe. Like drinking, like part. banging music and banging, but literally outside middle of the ocean, like diving off, swimming. Like it was just, I have like a photo from that day and it's one of my favorite photos from the trip. And I'm like,
wait, you're going to have to show us.
I'll show you. I have like no bikini bottoms on and I'm like showering at the back of like the little like tender boat. And like, it was another one of those moments where I was just like, I feel like I have just come into like this confidence in this person that is not like, you, free. Just, yeah, free, total free, total freeness. I know. I was like, if that is like a goal after a breakup to be like nude on a boat in the south of France.
Oh, you're definitely winning.
That's it. That's what you should do. Like, that's where you set. That's what everyone should do. Yeah. That should be like post breakup bucket list shit. And like, I didn't even set that. Get to Monaco, get on a yacht and get nude and you're done, doll. You're done.
You're sorted. You're sorted.
Yeah, you've got it. So that was hilarious. And then I was like to this guy, I actually have a date tonight. I have to go.
I have a date. I must go.
No, literally. Meet my husband.
And this guy was beautiful. And I'd met him before. And he was beautiful. He was Italian, Milanese. I had said, I was like, yeah, I have to be back at this time because I have a date at like, I don't know, 7:30 or whatever. It was quite early. Maybe it was like 8:00, which is quite early for Europe. Anyway, he's like, no, 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 you're not going to that. And I was like, no, I am ready.
Love the confidence.
But I know, he was so confident. Actually, I said that to him. I said to him when he picked me up and I was like, oh my God, like, because I'd ignored his calls and messages. And I was like, you really don't take no for an answer. I said this. And he was like, I get what I want. And I was like, oh. And it was so true though. He did. Like, he was like, I feel like that was the energy these guys have. They're like, you know, I literally will get what I want and I'll go after it. And they do.
Mm.
And but it's fun and it's nice, like guys that just like know that they have that. Anyway, so I was like, you need to drop me back. I need to go back to the wharf. And the wharf, it's not even a wharf, whatever, the like thing. And I need to go and be on this. Like, nah, you're not going. And he's like, we're going here. We're going to this party. All my friends are there. All his friends were like footballers, like proper, you know, like big soccer players. Yeah. I was like, footballer, what?
My next date.
I know. I was like, cancel the dinner. And he was like, we're going, like, we're going to go there. And I was like, no, because this is one thing that I'm not a flaky bitch. And if I've said yes, I will not pull out last minute. Like, nah, sorry. He's like, I really like that about you. So I'm going to take you back. I was like, thank you. That's really nice. Oh. Yeah, sweetie. Letting me off his boat. Yeah.
What so a nice of him.
What a nice guy. What a nice guy.
After essentially stalking you at the beach club.
Totally. Totally. But he was sweet and harmless and such a great – he was a great guy too. Right. But anyway, he drops me back and he orders me a car to take me to the hotel, to my –
to your next day. Yeah. After banging you on the boat.
I know.
Yeah, all right. Pull it out.
So he orders me a car. And I go back to my cousin's. I don't even think I've told my cousin these stories. I go back to my cousin's apartment. She's not here. So she's on holiday. She has left me her apartment. And I go back there. And again, I'm shitting myself with laughter. Like, what is my life right now? And I'm like showering and like doing my makeup, doing my hair. And I've been like, I've been out of the house since like, God knows, 11 a.m. Like, I don't even know. It's now like I'd been messaging this dude. And I was like, hey, I'm going to be late. I kept pushing the date back. I think I was like, you've got to make it a little late. I'll be an hour late. By the time I was there, I was like an hour and a half, 2 hours late. But I told him. So I was like, better to be late and let him know, like, I'm going to be late. Maybe I was an hour and a half late than him, you know, than not turn up or like, don't be late and not let them know. So we turn up there. I'm like in a new outfit. I've gone from like beach club lunch to yachty, hottie with the yachty, bikini, nude, whatever, to full glam, heels, dress, hair done, makeup. And I've been drinking all day. Like, I have not stopped drinking, but I think my, like, I was piss fit. I was like, I'm ready. Yeah. I'm good. So then I turn up at dinner and we're at Sass Cafe in Monaco, which is like the place to go. It's like, I don't know, everyone goes there. And he's there and he's so nice. And we have dinner and we're now like drinking bottle after bottle of champagne.
Dude, how are you still going?
I'm like, how am I still sitting upright? And this guy was amazing. And it was really funny because each guy that I was with in this like 12-hour period, like on a date with, they were all had really different, like it was really interesting getting to know guys in such a short amount of time. But like they all offered something different. Like this guy that I was out for dinner with had like the most amazing chat and conversation. And we really connected, like, you know, like personality wise. And then the one on the boat was very much like the sexual chemistry and like that spark. And then the first one was, he was great too. We were just kind of getting to know each other. We were just vibing. But it was really funny. Like everyone had something different. And so we had dinner and then I reckon we drank probably 2 bottles of champagne. And that's when I had that moment after then all his friends turned up and like people I knew turned up and we were all sitting there like drinking cocktails. And then the place turns into a club. So then we were all like partying after. Yeah.
So iconic.
And Yachty Guy ended up being there as well.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He turns up.
Oh, yeah, gets what he wants. He ended up, he's probably got me on fire, my friend. he actually turned up at the club and then I was like, oh my God, meet my girlfriend who I was there with. And she was like, oh, he's really cute. I was like, he has heaps of boats. She's like, even better. So that was hilarious and so wild. And that was my crazy like 12 hours. But Monaco is like, is one of those places and Europe in general is like, it's not even like people be like, you know, manifest it. I'm like, bitch, you can't manifest this. No one can even like, it's like your wildest dreams. Like, it's like, no, you can't. It's just mental. Like, it's crazier than I never would have thought I'd have those adventures or like have those wild times, especially by myself. Like, I had no sidekick there. And I don't think I would have had the same experiences had I been with a friend or with a sidekick. You know what I mean?
That like, makes sense.
I feel like that's nice though, because a lot of, especially if you go through like, if you don't have like a lot of friends or at this age, some people are getting like married, but if you go through a breakup, it's nice to know you can go by yourself.
Babe, all my friends are like having babies.
Yeah, exactly.
And
I
that's,
love this.
Yeah. All my friends are having babies. And actually like, to be honest, I don't have single friends. Like, I mean, like I do, sorry, that's a lie, but like none of my like original girlfriends, close, like I've met single girlfriends now, but none of my close friends, they're all in relationships. They're
so
married.
You can
they're
still
babies,
go and have
and have a hot girl summer solo, meet people, abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah. No, I love that.
My advice to girls would be you need to have something to look forward to and to rip you out of that routine and rip you out of that pre-life, like your life that is so tied up in a, you know, after a relationship and after a breakup, everything's going to remind you of them. Everything. Oh, like your coffee order. Oh, you know, I'll get an almond cappuccino. He also had almond cappuccino. Oh, everything. Oh my God. Like this, that was the restaurant we used to go to. Oh, I remember you know, like, oh, I was lost and we drove down, whatever. Everything is going to remind you of them. So rip yourself out of that. I don't care how you get there. I don't care if you have to beg, borrow, steal, hold up a bank. I will help you. I'll be in the getaway vehicle. Wrap yourself in a fucking box and FedEx yourself there. Get a flight to Europe and just go, because nothing is going to rip you out of your you know, routine and that comfort zone. You will fall on your feet and you will have the best time. And it may not be completely planned and you might not know where you're staying and you might not have all your friends there. But if you just go and say yes to everything, you're going to have the best time and heal at the same time.
I love that.
It's honestly really, I feel like, empowering.
Yeah.
I feel like
I'm so happy.
No, it is. Especially going by yourself. I think that's such a power move.
Let's just say we have a listener and yeah. She's like, fucking oath, I'm so down. I want to do Yacht Girl Summer.
Yeah.
I'm booking a flight. I'm going on my own.
Yeah.
She gets there. She feels a bit orkies. What's like a tangible first day tip just to get herself to that next?
To get herself out there?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's like, the only thing you can do is like be out. Like, no, you're not going to be invited or meet people if you're sitting in your hotel room, or like, I mean, you won't even be in a hotel in Monaco. It's so expensive. I like, you know, in your little apartment or Airbnb or whatever, like you need to actually get out and like go sit at a bar and like take your book if you want to take a book. Like, you know, you've got your phone there. Like, you can always like call a friend if you get lonely, but like sit at a bar or go to a restaurant or like just go somewhere for a drink, because a drink is easy. And once you have one drink, have another one. And you'll talk to people and be open, but you do have to put yourself out there. And I think it's just talking to people, like being out and being open, you'll start talking to people and you'll meet people and you'll meet like fabulous, great young girls that will be there. Like, there actually are a lot of young people in Monaco as well, or, you know, every, like wherever you go, like you just have to kind of be open, and it will take one person, like literally one person will like open the door to all these new friends and people and connections, and that it will just snowball. So like if you go to a bar and you sit there and you talk and you're like, oh, I'm here by myself. Europeans are very open and they're very friendly and they're very welcoming. And it just takes one person to kind of like put you under their wing and be like, right, come with me. We're going here. That's it. What a
fucking fun experience.
Yeah, it was so like fun.
We need to go to Europe with you.
This oh my God, I know. I think
you need to start doing your Yacht Girl Summer
like
tours.
Instead of Kentucky, but it's like the next level. Yes.
Babe, this is going to make you a millionaire.
Yes.
So many girls are booking.
I know. Just book and book, like, just do it. And it doesn't matter. Like, I think that's really hard, solo travel. I think this is where it's like really kind of like, it's easy when you're with friends or like you're with a big group and you plan this big group. But if you can try and do it by yourself, I guarantee you'll have more adventures and you'll meet more people and you'll have more stories. That's the only thing. Like, going with friends is amazing and so much fun, and I think that's so good. But if you are going through a breakup or you need to like shake it up, or you don't have friends that are in the same life stage as you, like, you know, my friends are pregnant, married, you know, getting married, like they're in different life stages. We're not in our 20s anymore. Like, no one's like single and like ready to just drop everything. Like, people have big jobs and they have families and stuff. So you just have to let that all go and you just have to flap your wings and go and do it and just like, just go.
Just look a bit do lost it. In Monaco.
Just look lost.
And hot.
Look hot and lost. Hot and lost. Yeah. Hot and lost. And be prepared for anything. Just say yes to anything.
Say yes to everything. Mm. Okay, well, I think that's basically it. All the questions we had. That was incredible. I think everyone after listening is suddenly going to book a European summer.
I think we need to get you on for a part two, because
there's so many follow-ups.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to do part two.
Okay.
I'm excited. Yeah. At like your progress now you're back here.
Yes. Because it's like been interesting as well.
Yeah. We'll do a revisit. We'll do a revisit for sure.
Just a natural doll. You need your own pod.
Yeah, well, Hot Girl Summer Sydney's gassing up.
Do you know what it actually is? I feel it.
I can feel it.
Yeah.
I think it's you.
It's brewing. It's not quite, it's not it probably is you.
It's the energy. It's I feel the energy.
Like hot energy in here.
Oh, your summer energy.
It was a fun episode.
Yeah, so fun. Guys. I think that's like the energy we needed. Yeah. Coming into summer.
Yes.
For hopefully this inspires all of the Australian single girlies to just get out there this summer.
And you don't have to just do it in Europe. Do it in Sydney. And that's what I realized as well. Like, come on, let's bring this energy back to Sydney.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bring it and say yes to everything and do it here.
Just have fun. There's and yachts
go,
in Sydney.
Go act. Yes.
There's yachts here, babe.
Go act lost in Bondi. Yeah. See where you end up.
Honestly, anywhere that you're listening from, you can have, I mean, maybe not yacht, but like definitely a hot.
Yeah.
You
hot,
know?
Hot summer. You can.
Yacht girl
say
mentally.
Say yes.
Yes.
Have fun.
Yeah. That's it. Say yes. Have fun. And just have that like just give less fucks. Just go.
Truly.
Just truly just live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's an amazing place to leave it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Okay, well, that is it for the interview with Bella. We hope you guys have enjoyed it. That was such a fun episode to record.
It was a hoot. A hoot? A Who hoot? Says that? How old am
a
I?
A hoot and a half.
That was a hoot, hoot, hoot. But yeah, no, it was so fun. We just felt like we were just catching up over some mugs. And I hope you guys felt the same way and could hopefully take something from the episode as well.
Minnie. That's Kaylin's dog.
Oh, yeah.
She's here with us.
Just ignore her. She's been sitting through a few interviews. She's getting restless.
But we hope you guys have enjoyed it. If you do want to follow Bella on her socials, we will leave links to her Instagram and TikTok in the show notes down below. Hopefully we could even do a part two with her one day because that was just so fun.
I feel like we have so much more to cover with her.
Yes.
Anyways, that's all for today. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.